father was killed there on the ground. The child's hand was amputated to save his life.
We are attacking servers that share propaganda and servers which help with communication between military.
My husband is a soldier, so he's at war. I was at home. I took only my pants, a jacket, a hat. That's all that I have.
How many of you are traveling?
Five. My friend, my daughter, her son, and her older son. People here spend a lot of time. They spend 2 days, 3 days, and now we are the train is going, so we will leave our country, and we are the first in the queue, but I'm going to give a chance women with babies, with little babies.
I'm from Kharkiv, and I escaped from the city several days ago. Before the war, I had some ordinary life with ordinary problems. I was studying at university and got my first job 3 months ago. Kharkiv and Kyiv bombed violently, and Russian soldiers carry on bombing the city and destroying it totally. Клавиатурні війська is just troops of ordinary people, just people who want to stop the propaganda, who want to stop the war. People even without background, they get some basic knowledge, and then they start to fight with technology. We are using the DDoS attack to attack these websites and IP addresses. We are attacking servers that share propaganda and servers which help with communication between military, because all we want just to stop the war. Well, we have a great success in this field, and most of Russian websites and servers mostly are down. The only way to stop the war is to stop Putin. He maybe went completely mad. He's not fighting for Russia, he's fighting for power in his hands. That's why people in Kharkiv fight. They don't fight for some ideology, they're just fighting for freedom.
Before the war, I was a digital media specialist. I immediately jumped into all the numerous chat rooms I was in, like between relatives, between friends, and started figuring out where I can help people connect in terms of supplies, in terms of transportation, where someone needed a place to stay. So I helped gather a team of volunteers that are scattered across Ukraine right now, sheltering in their houses and basements, and they are all helping translate the massive amount of videos coming in from the front lines and publishing them into an English-speaking Telegram channel and into a English YouTube channel that we created, so as to reach the widest English-speaking audience we can. In Lviv, it's quite calm. Lviv does feel like a safe haven right now. There's also a lot of effort to help people right now. There are several initiatives right now across town to help sort the humanitarian aid.
Baby food.
This is cleaning.
Paul from UK, from England, he's brought in a van of goods that are so much needed right now. And I wasn't expecting like people to rally, to volunteers coming in for like the humanitarian aid, to fight for Ukraine. I can't believe, I don't have the words to say how thankful I am, and how like all of Ukrainians will be appreciated of this, and how much this actually helps.
There's a lot of talk about conscription because we have the nationwide mobilization happening right now. The first wave is only for people with military experience, but still that is something that all males who stay here in Lviv right now, who take in mind that their turn might come next.
Чого не лізе?
Треба.
Правильно. Ребра розположені таким чином, щоб що?
Блокувати.
Якщо я зараз буду робити так або так, він зламає ребра. І потім штик ми можемо не витягнути. Тому кожен раз, коли ви вганяєте штик в організм, штик повинен бути що? В такому положенні. Бачите? Лізе, як в маску. Ясно, так?
Прошу.
Нажимаем
кнопку. Есть кнопку. Я вже
щось тут
прочитаю.
Я вже не знаю, де
я. Патроном ми завжди наложимо. Давай.
I was going to go here to the secondary train station in Lviv to volunteer with my friends. We just learned that a friend of ours who was in Irpin under Kyiv, he just got killed. I also got texted by a colleague of mine, and he says that a family of friends of his, they were trying to evacuate, and they also got under fire. And like the father was killed there on the ground, and the child was in surgery, and the child's hand was amputated to save its life. I can't rationalize dumb bombs falling in the middle of civilian areas with cluster munitions with just like no precision whatsoever. How do you even do this? How the f- does it even happen to an adult person that you grow up into someone who just does that? How can you justify it? I can't contemplate it. In the end, it all comes down to you. Like, you always have the choice. Like, do you do it or are you a human being?
My husband is a soldier, so he's at war. I cried yesterday because I leave the country. I want to be with my nation to fight Russia together. But he said to me, no, you have to leave because we have children. You have to leave and save them. In Poland, and I haven't got any friends there. So, but I'm full of happiness that everything will be okay. My friends are with me and my children are with me.
Thank you.